It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Everybody, it is Tuesday. Wow, October 26th. Welcome into your daily sports betting show of record. We like to call it the Early Edge, an incredible sports betting brand that is powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all of sports, and it's not close. We're also the most transparent show in all of sports betting. And last night, it was kind of a ho-hum night. We won some, we lost some. Nice, though, that we hit the big side on the Seahawks. Our guy, RJ White, killing it, and DK Metcalf, one catch, and we got that over 57.5, which was really, really nice. Also, the gem hit, but I'm very disappointed because you all forget. You ask me all the time, Coach, I need a year-long membership. You forget about the perfect parlay contest. Well, guess what? As of today, it's over. We're not doing it anymore because none of you do it. So today, we're going to pick somebody in the live chat, somebody over here that is active, that is positive, that wants to be a part of what we're building. And you're going to win a year-long membership. I don't know who it's going to be, but you better leave your Twitter handle. That's all I can tell you. Now, let's bring in the stars of the show because we're going, check it out. We're going four wide today. You damn right we are. Now, I've got to be a proper host because we have somebody that is brand spanking new to the show. I decided that if the World Series is going to start, I need to bring a star. I need to bring a heavy hitter. So live from Houston, Texas, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome CBS Major League Baseball writer extraordinaire, Mr. Matt Snyder. Matt, welcome to the Early Edge.
Hey, Coach. Good to be here. The first storyline that sticks out to me is it's been so long since the Braves have been in the World Series. And, you know, it seems like when I was growing up, the Braves were in the playoffs every single year. But they haven't been in the World Series since 1999. It's been a long time. So that is, to me, the big storyline right now, although Astros 3 out of the last 5 years in the World Series, that's pretty big as well.
All right. I can't wait to get into your storyline, too. All those little nuggets. Jay Smooth, that's how you do a hello. That's how you do a hello right there. Now, speaking of hello, he's also brand new to Sportsline. He's going to be our NBA talent extraordinaire, Amir Tyree. Welcome back to the show, sir. Oh no! Oh no!
First one. Everyone does it. It's all right.
Anyway,
we just talked about it. And Zach Attack said, "I'll just take a little drink while he's up there pulling a Jay Smooth." Oh, Amir, would you like to try it again?
We're unmuted now. It's basketball season. I'm ready to get into today's slate, and I think I have a real edge on talk about these Lakers in a little bit.
Oh, we're definitely going to do that. Oh my goodness, Jody is all over you. Who else is all over you? Jody, Lunchbox, Ross, Scott, Ricky, all of them. Don't worry about it. You're not the first. You won't be the last. Now, speaking of Jay Smooth, you know you've arrived when you have something named after you here on the show. Jay Smooth, good morning.
Morning, Coach. Yeah, you know, it's an exciting day. You get to see a couple people pull my, you know, namesake mistake, and then we get a little World Series baseball in the afternoon here. So what's not to love?
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait. I feel like we have a little bit of this getting ready to happen between you and Maddie. I don't know. Just a hunch. And ladies and gentlemen, live from Las Vegas, Zach Attack. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Oh, man, that Seattle Seahawks play, it looked like it was going to bite the dust there at the end with the offsides penalty. The first throw by Jameis Winston there at the 5-yard line. So you're looking at the time clock, 2:20. I was like, oh, no, here we go. But they stopped them. They got the second, third down, settled for the field goal. I was happy with that result.
I was more worried about when Geno had it on fourth down the 4-yard line. I thought this is just going to how it works. They're going to get a safety, you lose by 5, and it's just, oh my goodness. That's what I was more worried about. But you came through, and we're happy about that. All right, let's get into it now. Storylines that could affect the betting lines today, and the World Series has arrived. Braves in Houston to take on the Astros. Maddie, You're the newest member, first time on the show. You take the storyline first. What do you got?
I'm going to go with the Braves because I'm basically...
No. We're not doing picks yet. Oh. These are just storylines. These are just storylines that could affect the betting lines today to kind of educate the people.
Well, look at me just being a rookie and making
that's okay.
My bad on that.
Sorry.
Both teams are well-rested at this point. We've had a few days since both series only went to six in the LCS round. So I don't feel like the bullpens are going to be as much of a storyline as they were kind of during the LCS. Mm-hmm. We have a few hot hitters, Yordan Alvarez, Eddie Rosario, kind of leading both offenses. Both offenses can be high-powered. The Astros especially are high-powered. I, you know what? I'm probably kind of flustered because I thought I was doing my pick now since I'm a rookie.
It's okay. You just gave us three nuggets. You gave us three nuggets right there that people can use. We tell them all the time. It's all about education, all about education. So don't be flustered. Just rest there for a second. And Jay Smooth, based off of what Matty just said with the hot bats and the way the Astros are coming in and all, they're basically the heels. They're the bad guys because of what happened a couple of years ago. Talk to me about the World Series from your perspective.
Yeah. So, you know, something interesting that I have seen is that, you know, these teams haven't actually played each other since 2017 because of COVID scheduling, what have you. So you actually don't have a lot of head to head data with these teams. Usually you get a matchup every couple of years. But actually on the managerial side, you have some pretty interesting stories. Brian Snitker has been in the Braves organization for 44 years. His son is actually an Astros hitting coach. So one of the Snitkers has taken home a ring this year, which is pretty cool. And then on the other side, you have Dusty Baker, who's taken five teams to the playoffs, but never won a ring. So there's going to be a lot of focus on these managers who have a lot of history behind them. So I'll be watching for that to unfold a little during the series.
Yeah, that's a great storyline. I'm glad you brought that up. I also saw an article from Dusty Baker talking about how he's been thinking about Hank Aaron, kind of his mentor, who was never able to get this far and was a Braves icon for so many years. So there's a lot of relationships that are crossing over between these two teams. Now, we always like to be a part of everybody's morning, but we don't want to cause anybody to get fired or miss anything. But apparently, Sean got lucky for the second straight day. My 10 a.m. lecture got canceled again today by a different professor. They understand how important our show is. It must be my lucky week. It never happens. Sean, you're right. It never happens. But one thing is we never cancel our show at 10 a.m. We're here every single day. Now, we got to switch gears because the NBA is up and running and they have come out of the blocks firing. So, Zach Attack, I know you're on the Warriors storyline tonight. What do you got?
Yeah, they've had a very interesting schedule so far to start the year. Three games this year. They've all been in the state of California against the Lakers, Clippers, and Sacramento Kings. The Clippers have also had that same schedule, so you can use this for their fourth game tomorrow. But they're going to travel outside the state of California for the first time today against Oklahoma City. And then I looked up their schedule from preseason. It's going to be their first time traveling out of the Pacific time zone. They've played five preseason games. Four of them were in the state of California. The only one they traveled was at Portland. So it should be interesting. This game's going to be 2 hours earlier than they're used to starting from that 7 p.m. Pacific time slot in Oklahoma City. So it should be interesting to see if they get off to a slow start or how they start in that game.
You're damn right. Educate me, Zach, and entertain me. Now, you know, if you get on this show and you're on here for a certain period of time, you get a nickname. So my man Amir came to me this morning. He didn't even give me time. And he says, Coach, I've got my nickname. Amir, before you give me your storyline, what is your new nickname officially here on the show and why?
Is this thing on?
Oh, it's on.
Make sure. We're not going to mess up two times in a row. But Amir, the microwave Tyree, we're officially here. We're talking about these Lakers going to San Antonio. A couple storylines worth paying attention to. If you guys are watching that Lakers-Grizzlies game that went down to the wire the other day, LeBron James had that scary spill where Desmond Bane fell onto his ankle. It was dramatic. He was on the floor. But he's probable to still play and come back in there. The line has been a little bit surprising. It's actually moved some. I saw it at five. I saw it at 4.5. It's actually now moved to 3.5. So, yeah, LeBron James is going to have a lot to do with that line. Both teams, 1-2, trying to look to get to that 500 mark. And you just look at the star power and just given what the Spurs have done since blowing out the Magic, who had the worst defensive rating in the NBA, through the first two games of the season, and now getting a powerhouse like the Lakers coming in, I think that's definitely something worth taking note of. And I think you can get a real edge, especially with it looking like it's trending down at this point.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I think that's a great storyline that we absolutely should be keeping our eye on. The microwave. I kind of like that. I'm gonna have to get used to that. I really, really am. All right, quickly, our schedule for the week. Many of you know, follow our YouTube channel, turn on those notifications. Today, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Excuse me. We got our week 8 mega NFL preview. And last week, RJ White, he went 8-1. Why would you not tune into that? The man is a beast. Get the early edge on those NFL picks. Also, we have PFL tomorrow. We have college football preview tomorrow. So, you know, turn on those notifications. All right, it's time to get into our picks on the show. And Maddie, this is where you are going to wait, because Jay Smooth is going to start the picks today. Jay Smooth, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Coach. I almost did it myself. It's, you know, a nice little Tuesday morning, but I got it going. So I'm going to start us off here with the Astros. You can get them around -130 on Caesars, which was about the best price I could find this morning. I'm taking the Astros because I like them to continue to get hot against right-hand pitching, Charlie Morton on the mound. And then again, one of my favorite things about this is what I've been able to see the Braves do this season, which, you know, if you're a Braves fan, maybe plug the ears up a little bit. But the Braves played three of the top four offenses this season in their matches against the AL East, and in the 13 games against Tampa Bay, Boston, and Toronto, they were 2-11, allowed 87 runs, which is about 6.7 runs per game. The Astros are basically as good, if not better, than all of those offenses. And I see this as a winning game for the Astros to make a statement, come out, get that first home game down, and take a lead. And then my other play of the day is going to be the Astros team total over 4.5. You can find it at 4 if you really want the push condition. I'm going to take 4.5 plus 110 or better. I really like this because only one time in the postseason have the Astros not gotten to 5 runs. So this is just a power hitting team. They have a lot of options. Yordan Alvarez is going to be able to DH tonight. Let's go over 4.5 for the Astros.
Oh, I like those two correlated plays, and I apologize. I misspoke. Our mega NFL preview, 5 p.m. Eastern time. It's 2 o'clock where I live. I always have my own time zone in my head. My apologies there. Now, as you were giving out your picks right there, Jay Smooth, I saw Maddie just shaking his head like he doesn't agree with you. Maddie, the floor is now yours.
I disagree. Yeah, I actually like the Braves right now. I like Charlie Morton a lot. Charlie Morton was better on the road this year, at 3.06 ERA on the road. He pitched well in Dodger Stadium after the first inning. He had a little trouble in the first inning in his LCS start, but he settled in after that. And that is a good Dodgers offense, even though they didn't hit that well in the LCS. So I like Charlie Morton in this game. I like the Astros for the series, but I'm going to go with the Braves in game one to strike first. And it's basically, I'm just riding Charlie Morton. I think he's going to have a very good start. I'm going to say 6-7 innings, one or two runs given up. And I think that's going to be enough. Now, I know Valdez threw really well against the Red Sox in his one series in the ALCS, but he's inconsistent, and my gut feeling is that the Braves get to him at some point.
All right. Did you have a little prop with a little plus money that you like tonight as well?
I actually, I'm going to continue to ride the Eddie Rosario train. And on Caesars, I found he was plus 350 on home runs. So I'm going to go with Rosario. I know it's lefty-lefty on Valdez, but I don't think Valdez is going to last that long. So there might be a right-handed reliever at some point. I really like the at-bats. The way Eddie Rosario looks right now, I love his at-bats. So, and this is an easy part to homer in for left-handers. I'm going Rosario on the home run.
All right, plus 350. It's tasty. Now, Maddie, I hate to do this to you because it's your first. Yes, Jason.
Really quick, I wanted to ask my baseball counterpart a quick question here. With how high you are on Charlie Morton, his strikeout numbers at 4.5. Do you think that might be a good correlated play? Do you think he's going to get to 5 Ks? He's done it pretty consistently.
That's, I was looking at that number. One. Yeah, yeah. I think I would go over on that. Yeah.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's nice that you two are getting along. I love the love fest, but it's going to stop right here. Because I know you can't see the comment section, Maddie, but everybody, we've got so many people that know this show, and they know that if we have two guys or ladies that are opposite, that calls for a sports line showdown. But you both have to agree to it. So my question is, Jay Smooth, are you in?
Oh, I am 100% in, Coach.
Maddie, are you
in? Absolutely.
He's 100% in. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an official sports line showdown. Oh, I love when we get to play that music. All right, it's official. It's official. Jay Smooth is on the Astros. Maddie is on the Braves. Let's keep it moving. Now, speaking of keep it moving, MMA, you never know what night is going to just show up. We had a contender series pick for tonight, if you saw yesterday on the show. Now, tomorrow, the PFL World Championships. They're going to crown six different millionaires tomorrow. Now, who does all their betting content for that show? You're looking at him right here. So I called out my man, Andrew Gomez. I said, I need a little bit of help. I can't give out the picks. I'm doing the PFL. But he says, Coach, I got you.
What's up, Early Edge crew? Andrew Gombas here. Hope everyone's having a great week so far. Hope everyone's ready for some Wednesday MMA. We've got the PFL Championship Finals. Sporting my PFL shirt. I'm super pumped. Wanted to bring you guys a few plays. I got 3+ money plays for you. I like the under 4.5 in the Ray Cooper versus Magomed Karamov fight. I like Martin Hamlet at +170. And last but surely not least, I like Abigail Montez at that +275 price. So that's 3 underdogs for you. Enjoy PFL. Enjoy the rest of this week. And then let's get after UFC this weekend. Take care.
You're damn right. Thank you, Andrew. By the way, the DraftKings pre-fight show with me and Ian Parker, 5:30 Eastern Wednesday night. Check it out on ESPN+. All right, let's get it back into this show right now. And Amir, your nickname, people in the comments section, it's like hit or miss. Now, I say it all the time. It's got to grow on you. Every nickname's got to grow on you. So let's not focus on that, but let's focus on a winning pick for tonight. What do you got?
Yeah, my initial pick was going to be the Lakers -4.5. I still like that. It looks like it's trending in the opposite direction toward if you can get 3.5 or 3. We'll see as it goes with this LeBron news, as they're not sure where he'll be as far as this percentage. But yeah, if you just look at the last two games the Spurs have played, lost to the Nuggets by 6, lost to a depleted Milwaukee Bucks team, not necessarily missing 2 of their 3 stars, but without a starting center, lose to them by 10. And then when you really look at the matchups in this game, I really can't see it being decided by less than 3.5 points or less than 4 points. When you look at LeBron James playing, the matchup's going to be Doug McDermott. If you look at Anthony Davis, he's matching up against not a rebounding monster like his last game against Steven Adams. He's up against Jakob Poeltl, and he's up against another an undersized forward, and Keldon Johnson, who's maybe 6'7", if that. So, yeah, would you just look at the matchups? And regardless of the Lakers' defense, they just don't have the star power to keep up with them, even if they are at home.
All right, very good. I like that analysis, and I like that pick. Now, whoever's on the last spot on the show, it's a very, very important spot. It's the Maestro's spot. So, Zach, you're a veteran. You're an OG. You know how important this spot is. Talk to me.
I always feel the tightness in the spot. To be honest, I always feel it. But I'm going to take the Warriors -9 against Oklahoma City Thunder. I talked about it last Tuesday to start the season. This Warriors team was going to be ready to begin the year with higher expectations. They started the year 3-0, and they would be 3-0 ATS if not for a crazy late ending against the Clippers. So, and this is without Steph Curry being up to par yet. He shot 24% against the Lakers, 39% against the Kings. But this isn't just the same veteran team that you're used to with Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Andre Iguodala. They've incorporated some young talent. They're meshing together very well. And I look at this Oklahoma City Thunder team. They're 0-3. They've lost all 3 games by double digits. And you go back to last year against the Golden State Warriors, they lost by 39. 21 and 38. 2 of those games were late in the regular season. So even though that time zone thing I stated earlier to start the show in the storyline, I think it may affect the Warriors early, but I've seen these teams that are really bad even be up at halftime and blow it in the second half. So I think the Warriors, whatever way they start, they're going to finish strong.
So whatever you do, don't play the first half tonight. Stay clear of the first half play. Just make it the full gameplay. Man, we have so many active people in the chat today. We can't thank you enough for making the show what it has turned into. You guys are so incredible with your helping us out with different things. I'll just say that. All right. We're up against it. Grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap. And it looks glorious. Jay Smooth, he's on the Astros. Astros team total over 4.5. Then Matty Snyder. Oh, first time on the show, steps right into a sports line showdown bet. He's on the Braves. Just game one, he likes the Astros for the series. Then we're going to a little prop that's tasty. Eddie Rosario to hit a home run plus 350. He hit one in the clinching game. Now, Amir, the microwave Tyree, because when he heats up, oh, baby, you just can't slow. I like it. Lakers, minus 4.5, and he told you why. Then Zach Attack Warriors, minus 9. Then my man Andrew Gambas, PFL Wednesday night. But get these bets in, and I'll tell you why. Because these numbers move, and they move quick. So the numbers I give you right now, they're good for right now. But get them in. Now, Jewelers Gym, plus 507. How does the jeweler do it? Chelsea, Southampton, over 2.5. Warriors, minus 9. Lakers, minus 4.5. By the way, if you are a Sportsline member, you can go to the analysis page. There's several picks for today from our guy, Martin W. Green, and his soccer picks have been amazing. All right, there's only one thing left to do, and this is for Mr. Matt Snyder for his first pick on the Early Edge. You've got your marching orders live from Houston, Texas. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window for Matty Snyder, for Amir, the microwave Tyree, for Jay Smooth, for Zach Attack, for the Jeweler, our entire crew. At Sportsline and the Early Edge, tell your friends there's only one sports betting brand that you even need to worry about. We like to call it. We'll see you at 5 Eastern today. The Early Edge. Good luck.